Hey there, Stress Warriors. Welcome back to another day on the Stress Cycle Break on Nervous System Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, you know that life can sometimes feel like a never-ending roller coaster of exciting twists and turns, sometimes with a few unexpected loops and drops thrown in for good measure. We've all been there, right? Big life events, weddings, graduations, moving to a new city, maybe even starting a brand new job, they're amazing milestones, but let's be honest, they can also be seriously stressful. Ever feel like your nervous system is on high alert, ready to jump out of your skin with every little change? That's totally normal, by the way. But guess what? We don't have to just ride that stress wave and hope for the best. We can actually learn to surf it, you know? Become those Zen masters of life, even when chaos seems to be swirling around us. So today we're diving deep into how to manage stress during these major life events. Think of this as your survival guide to navigating change with grace and resilience. I'm going to share 5 key takeaways that are absolute game changers. Seriously, these tips are so powerful, you might even start feeling a little calmer just listening to them. Number 1. Acceptance is your superpower. Yes, you read that right. It's not about saying whatever and ignoring the stress, it's about acknowledging that change, big or small, is a part of life. You're human, so it's okay to feel those emotions, even if they seem overwhelming at times. Don't try to suppress them, just let them flow through you. Embrace the rollercoaster ride, because sometimes the best views are from the top. Number 2. Boundaries are your BFFs. Ever notice how some people seem to effortlessly handle stress, while others crumble? It's often about boundaries. Think of it like this. You have a limited amount of energy and mental bandwidth. So you need to protect that precious resource by saying no to things that drain you or add unnecessary pressure. This might mean declining extra commitments, setting aside dedicated me time for relaxation, or even just taking a few deep breaths when things start to feel overwhelming. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Number 3. Connect with your tribe. We're social creatures by nature, and humans thrive on connection. Lean on your support system, friend, family, mentors. They can offer a listening ear, words of encouragement, or even just a distraction when you need it most. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. Sharing your experiences can lighten the load and remind you that you are not alone in this journey. Number 4. Movement is magic. I know, sometimes when you're stressed, the last thing you want to do is move your body. But trust me on this one, physical activity can be a game changer. Even a short walk, some yoga stretches, or a quick dance session can release endorphins and help clear your head. Think of it as an emotional detox for your body and mind. Number 5. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to meditate for hours on end, although that can be helpful too. It simply means paying attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, savor a delicious cup of tea, or listen to the birds chirping outside. Small moments of mindfulness can bring a sense of calm and clarity amidst the chaos. Okay, let's talk about a real-life scenario that many of you might relate to. Imagine this. You just got engaged. Yeah. But then, bam. The stress kicks in: wedding planning, guest lists, finding the perfect dress. Seriously, where does one even begin? And the pressure to make everything absolutely perfect starts to creep in. Suddenly, your happy moment feels like a giant to-do list. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You can still enjoy this incredible time while managing the stress. Remember those key takeaways we talked about. Acceptance helps you embrace the whirlwind of emotions, both the excitement and the overwhelm. Setting boundaries with well-meaning friends and family who might overstep is crucial. Lean on your partner, your close friends, or a trusted wedding planner for support. Find ways to move your body, maybe some joyful dancing at your engagement party. And practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to just breathe, be present, and appreciate the joy of this new chapter. Remember, stress management isn't about eliminating stress altogether, that's impossible. It's about learning to navigate it with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of humor. You've got this. So, my friends, take those key takeaways, apply them to your own life, and remember, you are capable of handling whatever comes your way. Now, go out there and rock those major life events. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little stress-busting boost. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep on shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.